Selanesia line and Frankfurt horizontal plane are two reference lines that we commonly use in orthodontics for cephalometric analysis and to evaluate longitudinal changes in our patients. When looking at cephalometric films with our residents, I often call their attention to the angulation between Frankfurt horizontal and Selanesia. If the angle is significantly different than the typically reported 7 degrees, we'll look to see if the reference lines are misidentified or in an atypical position. Is the commonly reported 7-degree angulation between Selanesia and Frankfurt horizontal a valid norm to consider? And does the relationship between these widely used reference lines change with growth? In the March 2014 issue of The Angle Orthodontist, an article by Young Jae Hyun and co-authors from Seoul National University in Korea examined these questions. The article was titled, Constancy of the Angle Between the Frankfurt Horizontal Plane and the Selanesia Line, a 9-year longitudinal study. The researchers' stated purpose was to assess the longitudinal relationship between the Frankfurt Horizontal Plane and the Selanesia Line during facial growth. Lateral cephalograms were taken annually of 223 children, consisting of 116 girls and 107 boys, from 6 to 14 years of age. None of these subjects received any orthodontic treatment before or during the evaluation period. A single researcher evaluated the annual cephalograms and measured the angle between the Frankfurt horizontal plane and the SN line in degrees. Also measured were the shortest distance from Frankfurt horizontal to nasion, the shortest distance from Frankfurt horizontal to Sella, and the differences between those measured distances. All measurements from the serial cephalograms were compared and analyzed statistically. Now let's go back to our first question. Is the commonly reported 7-degree angulation between SN and Frankfurt horizontal a valid norm to consider? In this sample population, large variations were found between individuals in the angle between the Frankfurt horizontal and SN, ranging from 1.8 degrees to over 16 degrees. The mean SN to Frankfurt horizontal angulation value showed some small changes with growth, with the angle tending to increase with age, ranging from 9.26 to 9.74 degrees in females and 8.45 to 8.95 degrees in males. How about the second question? Does the relationship between these widely used reference lines change with growth? That answer is yes. The mean nasion to Frankfurt horizontal and Sella to Frankfurt horizontal distance measurements increased gradually as the subjects aged. There were statistically significant differences between the sexes for all measurements of several ages. The authors concluded that within the individual, the SN Frankfurt horizontal angle remained relatively constant during growth from age 6 to 14 years, and that the measured distances from Selanesia to Frankfurt horizontal all increased with age. And finally, the use of 7 degrees as the typical angulation of Selanesia to Frankfurt horizontal is questionable because of the reported wide individual variations. It would be interesting to see this study extended beyond the age of 14, as many of the male subjects would still have considerable facial growth remaining, and this study's reported sexual dimorphism may have become even more pronounced. The examined population was Korean, and it would be helpful if this study was expanded to other ethnic groups. Both Frankfurt horizontal and Selanesia are important cephalometric reference lines that are utilized in many cephalometric analyses. This report and others confirm that both Selanesia and Frankfurt horizontal change with growth. In cases where accurate superimpositions are important, such as the confirmation of growth completion and the evaluation of treatment effects and growth changes, employing the commonly used SN line and Frankfurt horizontal plane in growing patients for the superimposition is questionable. If you're interested in current information on cephalometric superimpositions, an excellent resource are the new videos available on the American Board of Orthodontics website. The ABO, in collaboration with educators, created this excellent reference. If you'd like to review the complete paper, you can find it in the March 2014 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.